Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. On the way here tonight, we've got everything from drugs to the environment. But we're going to start out with a special guest. His name is Drew Curtis, and he is the man in charge of FARC.com. Drew, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing all right.
Doing great. And yourself?
Excellent. Doing really well. I was out at the racetrack all afternoon, so I'm kind of worn out.
So you've been drinking all afternoon, then?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good time. Yeah.
You know, you really can give your liver a workout, Drew.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to keep it strong. That way, when I get older, it'll still be able to keep up.
Very good. So you are the man behind FARC.com. That's F-A-R-K, FARC.com. For the uninitiated, Drew, what is FARC.com?
Basically, we get about 2,000 news articles submitted every day by the readers, and we check them out, find the really funny ones, and put them all up in the row. It works out pretty good.
Does it have to be a funny article in order to get up on FARC.com?
No, but it really, really helps.
I see. I've seen some serious articles with funny headlines. See, what happens is the readers of the site go to submit the articles that they find interesting around the web, and what really seems to help an article make it onto FARC.com is the creativity of the person who's actually submitting the article and writing the headline. And it'll also help draw people to, I mean, if it's a bad headline, it probably won't get green lit. It won't make it to the front page. But some headlines attract more attention than others.
That's correct.
You know, and always saying Duke sucks helps, too.
Or boobies.
Yeah, that does also, yeah.
The boobies links are always popular as well.
Yes, they are.
So
yeah, we moved those off onto their own little sub-site because the advertisers were, well, some of the advertisers were complaining about them, but, you know,
really?
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I have an argument with my ad guy about that. I say that they just weren't going to advertise with us anyhow and wanted some kind of excuse that we could do nothing about, so...
Mm.
I always particularly like the articles that end with your dog wants and something.
Yes.
So we have you on the show tonight, Drew, to do Ask Drew. I mean, you're an entertaining personality, and we like having you on, but it's fun to find out what the Farkers actually want to ask you and actually get the questions out on the airwaves, throw them in front of you, and see what you have to say to them. And this time we did things a little differently. Before we've had you on the show, we've asked people to send emails to a certain email address with questions for you. And that worked out a little bit. We usually got some emails. This time we said, okay, go ahead and post your questions in the comment section. Because if you go to FARC.com and you look at each of the items, and you look to the right of the item description, you'll see a little number. And what that number is the number of comments that the Farkers have left on that particular item. So we said, okay, go ahead and put your questions in the comment section. And by far, Drew, of the, I don't know, 8 or 9 times we've had you on the show, this has been the most questions we have ever seen for you.
Oh, very good. Thanks.
Yeah, I was overwhelmed. I mean, I actually was not able to read through them all prior to putting you on the air. So I've selected some of them, and I'm not sure how long you want to stay on here, but if you want to hang through our first break, you can, if you're in front of a computer, I don't know if you are.
No, are I'm you? Not. I'm actually in my backyard right now.
Okay, very good. But Johnson suggested that you should scan through the questions as well and see if anything pops out at you. But here's a few of them for you. There's they range from serious to, well, as you might imagine, FARC-related and not so serious. So here we go. Number one, what is the most common complaint that you get when people FARC-back to you? Now, I don't even know what FARC-back means, so you have to explain that first.
Yeah, we have a place where people can write in emails and whatnot to just comment about whatever they have going on or if there's any kind of issues. Interestingly, it's all related to subscriptions on our TuttleFARC subscription servers. I'd say that's the number one complaint. Well, it's not really a complaint per se, but it has a lot of problems because PayPal pretty much blows donkeys. And so we end up having a lot of trouble with that, but, you know, what are you going to do? Until Google rolls their payment system out, we're pretty much stuck with them.
Oh, you know what? We'd heard rumors about that. Is that true? We'd heard rumors and we were told it wasn't true. Do you think that's actually going to happen?
Yeah, it actually is going to happen. What else they said was they said that they weren't going to compete with PayPal, but that's a load of crap. Of course they're going to compete with PayPal. Why wouldn't
Good.
They?
It's about darn market. Time. PayPal's been needing competition for years. I think that's fantastic.
Dude, I can't wait.
Next question. Rice pudding with or without raisins?
I'd have to go without on that one.
Ooh, all right. Final.
I don't like it when they get all plump from sitting in the warm water. It's like squishy, warm, plump raisins. That's not right.
Yeah. If they sit long enough, they start kind of fermenting, which is kind of good, but the indication you probably shouldn't be eating the pudding.
All right, next up, how has FARC.com evolved, or rather, excuse me, has it evolved in the way that you might have envisioned just a few years ago?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's kind of basically taken on a life of its own. It's pretty much doing its own thing, really. Everything we add kind of is the next logical step, but we really can't foresee anything out more than 6 months tops, probably.
I like one of the newer developments on your site. It's the tabs that you have at the top. It used to be that FARC was just one big page, but now there's the tabs, which have different categories like entertainment and politics, and there's a few other ones there. So there's actually even more content now than there was before.
Yeah, we broke them out because there were a lot of things that if you were interested in the particular segment, like if you were a sports nut, you may really be interested in what's going on in the hockey playoffs, but if you're your average FARCer, you probably don't care.
Exactly.
So we kind of broke it out so people who were interested in that kind of thing could go find it there.
I don't know why, but when you say FARC has a mind of its own, the first thing that comes to my mind is one of those old horror monster movies.
Oh, yeah.
Look out, it's FARC!
Here it comes. It's eating the church. Oh, no.
Okay, here's another one for you. Who created the universe?
I think Stephen Hawking, right?
All right. What are some future improvements that you might implement on FARC? Obviously, you just went through a bunch of improvements. Do you have anything else planned?
Yeah, we have a bunch of stuff coming down the pike. We're actually going to attempt to resurrect headline voting in a completely different format. We
what
tried to have
mean?
It where, about a month and a year and a half ago, we tried, because in general, you don't get to submit the tagline on an article unless you're the first guy to send it in.
Right.
So we decided, well, maybe some of the really funny guys aren't getting a crack at it, so we created headline voting so you could submit alternate headlines on it.
Oh.
The problem was is that what everybody voted for, the theory was is that the masses would pick the funny stuff. In practice, what the masses think is funny is like, basically late night TV, or like, Friends or crap all like that, sitcoms, all that kind of garbage. It's basically the stuff that doesn't offend everybody is the stuff that everybody finds funny. So that's not going to work.
So we can't leave it up to the masses, but you're going to try it again? What are you going to do differently?
Well, we're going to roll it out in kind of a different format, allowing it so that it could kind of exist side by side the existing content. We're basically going to add another tab and just kind of watch how that stacks up and let it kind of go from there.
I see. So you'll have an alternate headline tab, essentially.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Interesting. All right.
So here's one more. Now, are there any FARC groupies, like in the classical sense of groupies?
Yeah, actually there have been. What's funny was is that I used to basically kind of foist them all off on Mike, who runs the server end of things, because I've been married the entire time FARC's been around.
Right.
But he actually ended up hooking up with one of them, and now he's kind of taken, so it's like, we've got nobody to pass him off to.
Interesting. So he actually met up with a lady through his job at FARC. That's fantastic.
Yep, sure has. Yeah, they're both doing really well. It's really weird because Mike's kind of a particular person, and so is she. It's a perfect match, actually. It's really scary.
And actually, there have already been, I don't know if they're called FARC babies?
Yeah, there have been several, actually. I see more of them all the time from people that met on FARC exclusively and just kind of went from there. It's pretty wild.
Right, because there is a personal section there at FARC.com. All right, here's another one for you. Why does the porridge bird lie its eggs in the air?
That's a good question. Probably because it was on the ground, the squirrel that ate them.
Good point. How often do people come up to you in public, Drew, and say, it's a trap, or tell you a Chuck Norris joke?
They usually don't open with that, but I get people recognize me in public about once a week or so, usually when I'm out. Yeah, because I'm always out in bars all the time, and it turns out most FARCers are too.
I think it's interesting that as the head of a website, that you actually have public recognition. I mean, it's not like your face is plastered all over the site.
No, except in the Photoshops where my face is plastered all over the donkey's butts usually, but yeah, it happens quite often. It's really kind of cool, too, and I really enjoy talking to everybody who comes up, so it's a good time.
Drew, do you want to hang on and take a few more questions?
Sure, okay.
All right, hang on. 800-259-9231. You can call in with questions for Drew Curtis from FARC.com as well. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're doing Ask Drew. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of great stuff, including archives. And it's all for free. You know, all those other talk shows, like the guy that got arrested today, we'll tell you who that was here in a little bit. All those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for archives, and we give ours away. On the front page of freetalklive.com, you can go back all the way for an entire year's worth of archives. Totally free. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We return to our special guest this evening. He is the Internet superstar. He's Drew Curtis from FARC.com. Drew, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hey.
Hey, so you've had a long day at the racetrack, and we were debating during the break. Are you watching horses or cars?
Horses. It's Kentucky, so it's going to be horses.
I was right.
I'm sure there's a car racetrack or two in Kentucky as well.
Yeah, actually, there is a pretty big one about 70 miles away from here, but usually it's horses, especially this time of year.
All right, fair enough. We're doing Ask Drew tonight, and that means that you can post your questions for Drew Curtis on the FARC link. And, of course, if you've done it already, then you've qualified. So if you're posting questions now, you're pretty much SOL. If you want to get your question in now, you better call 1-800-259-9231. We will continue with the questions here. Manwich, did you have one?
I have one here. FARC.com is obviously hit in English-speaking countries, and FARC RU seems to have its following. How does FARC RU site differ from FARC.com in terms of type of content and direction and humor?
Well, it's interesting, actually. That turns out to be, it's run by the guys that run Pravda.
Okay.
They contacted me about, oh God, I guess it was like 5 years ago now, maybe even longer, about doing a FARC spinoff in Russia, and I said, sure. Basically, they're just kind of running it. They built their code to mimic ours, and they're posting stuff that's pretty much Russian only. And I actually can't read it, and I also don't have a Russian sense of humor, and I'll talk about that in a second. But my buddy Jeff works over at Lexmark International with a whole bunch of Russians, and they like it. They say it actually reads pretty good, but the content's pretty much exclusively Russian sources. The Russian humor differs. A good explanation is back when I first started linking to Pravda, after about, I don't know, I guess we hadn't linked to him about a month or so, and they wrote and they asked, they said, so how come you aren't linking anything? And I said, well, you guys aren't sending anything funny in. You're just sending me stuff about horrific, you know, car crashes and, you know, whatnot. And I said, it's got to be funny. And they're like, oh, we didn't realize that. Funny, gotcha. Next link they send in was about two soldiers in Chechnya, and they're having a snowball fight. One of them put a rock in the snowball and killed the other guy.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
They're like, there you go. That's hilarious. And I'm like, okay. That's the Russian sense of humor.
Oh, boy. Fantastic. Well, there's a follow-up question to this. In what other countries/cultures do you think that a FARC sister site could do well, and which ones do you think that it could never happen, even if it was tailored to the local culture?
Oh, I would say never happen would definitely be the Muslim countries, because basically a lot of our humor comes from tweaking things just a little bit too far, and they don't seem to go for that in the Muslim countries these days.
They don't like cartoons.
Yeah, exactly. A country that I know would do really well and probably would be Sweden, and there actually is one, which is called Buzz, actually. It isn't FARC-related, but it's very similar. I think the site is buzz.bazooka.se, at least it was last time I checked. But they're basically doing the same kind of thing, but only in Sweden, and it seems to work pretty well.
Cool. More questions from the Farkers here. How is Elvis, and have you seen him lately?
I think Elvis is pretty dead. I haven't seen him lately because, you know, it's not Halloween, but I think he's dead, yeah.
What are your thoughts on asparagus, Drew Curtis?
Asparagus, that's a good one. I'd say the best thing about asparagus is they take your frying pan, stick it on medium-low, and just kind of grill it for about an hour and a half. Believe it or not, that tastes really good.
I am just not a huge fan of asparagus at all. I don't know about you guys. Just something about it.
Asparagus is good. You're just a weirdo.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay, Drew.
I've got a personal question, actually. A lot of the keywords I see around the internet, just kind of the buzz going on right now, is with Ajax and Web 2.0. So I just kind of want to ask, because I know some of the other, you know, news sites are doing some redesigning and whatnot.
Sure.
So I want to know, are there any future plans to, you know, Web 2.0-ify FARC?
That's a good question. Is this a radio show that I can curse on?
No,
it's a radio show, so you can't curse.
Okay, well, I tell you, my opinion on Web 2.0 is it's a complete load of crap. The problem with it is it kind of backs. We were talking about this earlier with the voting thing. The main problem with the social referencing thing isn't a bad idea, but the problem is that again, anytime you have the masses picking what they want to see, it turns into garbage. And I'll give you a really good example. Last week, I was in Toronto, and on Saturday morning, I was watching that CNN on in the background, and apparently, I didn't know this because I never watched CNN on Saturday, in the morning, they have some kind of a CNN.com TV show where intermixed between, like, web content and stuff like that, they're also going down the top 10 stories based on traffic on CNN.
I see.
And this has been one of my pet peeves with CNN for a long time, is because here is a company that's purporting to be, you know, we're the news and we're hardcore, but if you go to CNN at any given time in their top 10 stories on the main page, they've got at least four stories that are just complete crap.
Like what? Like about Hollywood or something?
No, I mean like garbage. Like stuff appears on FARC, basically. I mean,
yeah.
And what I think they ought to be doing is they're kind of killing themselves with these articles. Like yesterday, I was saying this on a radio interview, and I was looking up at random and read them off. And one of the top articles on CNN on their main page that they had listed in the order of importance was how to pronounce Wisconsin. I mean, among other things. And it was just like, you know, the problem is that CNN, if they want everybody to continue to think that they are a news source, needs to behave like one. What they should do is they should brand off a, you know, goofy-ass site, maybe even like Fark, make a Fark clone or whatever, but yeah. They need to separate them out. This is what they do in other countries. For example, in Norway, Aftenposten is the main national newspaper, but they own the main tabloid also, and anything that's tabloid-ish, they shoot over there rather than dilute the brand.
So are you hiring yourself out as a consultant now?
No, actually, I've been thinking about it a while because I've been working on a book which is basically media analysis. So I've been staring at these ideas day after day, and they're just kind of becoming apparent. Like I saw yesterday that the BBC was announcing that they were going to try to redesign themselves to be more like MySpace, and I was like, "Oh, you've got to be kidding me!"
Wow.
Yeah. What?
Why would anyone want to redesign themselves to look more like MySpace?
They're all freaked out about it is the problem. I mean, they everybody's telling all the news media guys that they're about to be wiped out, and so they're panicking, basically. And they're willing to do anything, including, I mean, if BBC actually did that, I mean, that's like killing themselves, pretty much.
I don't know. I think MySpace's days are numbered.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you how soon it'll happen, too. Think about this. Think about fashion. Think about what kids think is really cool at any given time and see what happens 5 years later. MySpace is walking dead right now.
I see. You think it's on the way out then? That's an interesting
unless
observation.
Unless they do some sort of major redesigning or something.
Yeah. Or even rebranding anyways. Kids don't think stuff is cool 5 years later. They just don't. And that's where most popularity comes from.
Well, they better make their money now because they are still, you know, they're still one of the most popular sites, I think, on the internet.
MTV did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
MTV did it, you know?
All right.
Here's a
couple quick ones for you. What is your favorite Fark cliche?
Oh, Duke sucks without a doubt.
All right, man. Actually, that's the only time we have. Hey, thanks for being on tonight, Drew Curtis from Fark.com. We appreciate it as always, and I'm sure we'll have you back.
Sounds good, man.
Have a great weekend. 800-259-9231. Coming up, the war on drugs, the environment, and whatever it is that you want to talk about. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves if you make the call. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
It's the Friday edition of the show. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo. And it's not just any old photo. It's one specifically taken for the show. We call it validation. And it means that in the picture, the lady in question is actually proving that she listens to Free Talk Live. You can see what we mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So, coming up tonight, everything from your emails to the environment to the war on drugs, and breaking news hit just before we went on the air. Rush Limbaugh, he's been arrested.
Oh, my.
What for?
Well, for prescription drugs. It's a short article from the AP.
That's hilarious.
Well, he knew
he's an addict.
Well, no, it's on his former charges, I think, or I don't know if it's new charges that they've come up with, but it's on his old bust case from way back when, his old case. The AP reporting he was arrested today. He turned himself in to the authorities on a warrant. The conservative radio commentator arrived at 4 o'clock at the jail, was out an hour later on $3,000 bail.
Nice to be rich.
I was going to say, because normally when you get arrested, you have to go through processing, don't you? And that usually takes at least 5 hours for anybody else if you're there with a lawyer. I mean, does having a lawyer there make things go faster for you?
I don't think the lawyer is allowed into the processing area of the county jail. Generally.
Right, so the lawyer accompanies you, they take you into the processing area.
Yeah, but maybe them knowing that the lawyer is outside waiting.
Sure, I'm sure it doesn't
matter. Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't matter much if you're just a normal person with a normal lawyer.
Right.
But if you're Rush Limbaugh with a big fancy lawyer, I think it might matter.
Yeah.
So he only spent about an hour in there, and his jail was only $3,000, or excuse me, his bail was only $3,000.
Rhymes with jail.
It does.
Yeah. $3,000 is nothing.
The article's really sparse. It doesn't say if this is a felony or not. The warrant was for fraud to conceal information to obtain a prescription. Do you think that obtaining a false or getting a false prescription essentially is a felony charge? It sounds like it might be.
It sounds like it could be.
Pure speculation at this point.
It's fraud, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. Sounds felony.
That's a felony charge.
Okay.
I mean, you write a, you know, for example, if you forge a signature on a check,
definitely a felony.
Good point. So this is essentially forging a doctor's signature.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. So old Rushy Limbaugh still in trouble for his drug habit. Do you think that he's ever going to come out and he's ever going to get on his airwaves and say something to the effect of, you know, maybe it's time we ended this war on drugs? Do you think he'll ever have the courage to do something like that?
I just can't imagine they would.
Would that do you think that would alienate his audience?
I don't think it would. Because, I mean, of the problems he's had, people can kind of understand it. The people that listen to Rush, 15 million of them, don't think that he should be arrested for this. He's got a problem. He was sick.
Right.
Yeah, if he can transfer that sympathy to other people who have a problem and are sick, then perhaps...
But the other people are addicts. See, Rush has a problem, but the others deserve to be in jail.
Well, his problem is that he's addicted to Vicodin or whatever the hell
it is.
I think
it was oxycodone.
Whatever. I'm sure that
same stuff.
I'm sure he switched.
I don't know. I was really interested in the radio news that I found out today. You know, another major radio host who also has an addiction.
Who's this?
An addiction to acting.
Oh, Phil Hendry.
Nobody knows who Phil Hendry
is. No, I mean, Rush Limbaugh, people know
he's
Rush
He's much
Limbaugh.
Bigger. Phil Hendry's fairly big, though. I mean,
he's decent. And he's got 100 so affiliates, so
yeah,
not bad.
He's fairly big, and he's, you know, people probably know him as that guy who does all the imitations of people, you know.
I don't think most people know who Phil Hendry is. I mean, the shows, I love his show. I think it's brilliant. Man, what you don't like
is... No, I think it's
And I
tired,
talk to people. People generally used up. Seem to know who he is.
Well, it is used up. That's what he thinks. He's been doing the same voices for 16 years, and now he's retiring. He's going to television.
And new people are listening all the time and still falling for his tired shtick.
That's right. In case you've never heard his show, he's going off the air in, I think, about 2 months' time. He's retiring from radio. But essentially what he does is he does voices. And whether you like the show or not, man, what you got to admit, the man's talented.
He's talented.
I mean, he can improvise on the spot. It's amazing. He takes calls from people that think, basically the setup is as follows.
He'd get on and be something like, you know, he'd be like, well, I believe that these Mexicans, they need to get out of the country right now. Well, why do you say that? You know, he just,
right.
he goes back and forth, though, doing different voices.
He does his own voices. Usually he's got a guest on the phone, and they have some sort of outrageous claim that they're making, or they're just totally lunatic. And he's literally in the studio going back and forth. He's got a phone handset in one hand and his microphone in the other, and he literally pushes the microphone away from him. As he goes to talk into the phone, and he turns his microphone down, and then he turns it back up, and I mean, he's going literally back and forth between himself, having a conversation with himself
for
3 hours.
Andy pretends to be his producer talking stupid,
right.
Like he's got a stupid producer.
Right. And Bud Dickman, his retard producer. And he also pretends to be his own boss.
Yeah, he pretends to be the GM, calling in and giving him all kinds of trouble. Say you love America!
Yeah.
You know, kind of weird stuff like, it's just...
I'm a huge fan of his.
It's funny the first 10 times you listen to it, but at 100, no, not funny anymore.
Yeah. I've always found it entertaining because there's always some new marks listening that'll call in and fall for the scam.
When was the last time you listened to it?
I don't have time to listen to radio shows these days.
I see.
This was before I had my own radio show, Manwich.
I like when you make a good point.
All right, so yeah, he's retiring, but that's good news for Free Talk Live because Phil does a nighttime show and... That means that your local radio stations are probably going to be looking for a new program.
It's the only reason why we can sit here and talk so, nicely about him.
Yeah.
He's our competition.
Wouldn't.
Because he's disappearing in 2 months.
Well, I don't know. I don't mind mentioning good programs.
Oh, well, mention it. But, I mean, I know you. We wouldn't be sitting here and having, you know, 3 minutes of conversation.
He absolutely would not allow that.
Hey, we've talked about...
It wouldn't be smart. And,
we've
you know.
Talked about our major competitor before several times, Michael Savage.
Yeah.
But we never say anything nice about them.
That's
we
true.
We snipe them.
Because his show's lousy. But, no, I mean, it's not like I'm going to say bad things about a good show.
Let's talk about Lionel for 3 minutes then.
I think Lionel's show's fantastic.
I do too.
He's not really our competition though.
He's not direct competition.
No.
But he is on the radio.
That's true. All right, 1-800-259-9231. The drug war. We got news from Laredo, Texas, and then huge news coming out of Mexico. So we'll preface this with Laredo. From the London Telegraph, on the far side of the Rio Grande, a Mexican drug runner raised his AK-47 at U.S. lawmen. The man and his five companions were goading the Americans 100 yards across the border. Hey, we're ready to play now, screamed the gunman, who was probably trying to recover the marijuana abandoned on the American side after a chase earlier in the day. The threat didn't work. The Texan sheriff's deputy stayed where he was, the drug gang in his sights and his finger tightening on the trigger of his rifle.
The drug gang in his sights.
Yeah. Reliving the moment, he said quietly, there was no doubt in my mind, if the guy had fired around, I'd have shot him.
I just got a question real quick. Is this news? Is this from an actual news site? Or
London Telegraph.
That's actual news.
That is an actual news site.
Wow, why is this written like a... Yeah, whatever.
A firefight across the border,
a little Pulp
Fiction-y. Yeah, a little bit.
Even when provoked by drug runners, would spark an international incident. Yet the bloodshed on Mexico's northern border is now so serious that an international showdown could hardly make.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance group, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work. every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 100,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. It's totally free. You can go to straight to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We had a little technical difficulty there during the last segment, so I'm not sure where we actually were interrupted in our little story about the Border Patrol. But essentially, the London Telegraph is reporting that Americans and it's the American lawmen versus the drug gangs at the border. Laredo, I believe it's Laredo, Texas? Yes, Laredo, Texas. Sheriff Rick Flores, whose area covers a vast border region, said he would not be intimidated. He says, they're testing us, pushing and pushing. The Border Patrol started shooting back, and we're going to do the same. Boy, these boys are going to have a good old time down there.
Yeah. Shoot Mexicans in Mexico.
But wait, they thought that they could just go down there and start shooting Mexicans, and it would just, you know, they're just like animals, right? I mean, we could just shoot them. They're illegals. That's how these people...
Well, they're not illegals if they're on the other side of the border.
Yeah, I know, but they're trying to get in here, right? They're aliens. Woo! It's a ridiculous notion. I think the way these people think of immigrants, they don't think of them as even human beings. Like, they're like dogs to these people.
Well, they think
they're such racist.
They think they're all involved in drugs, and they think they're all dangerous, when in fact that's not the case.
They don't think of them as human beings at all. That's the mentality of these racists. I mean, they're just bigots. They don't even consider these other people to be human.
Well, if you don't think that illegal aliens deserve the same rights as American citizens, like, consider that. You consider them to be lesser somehow.
Yep.
Right. They're not real people, apparently, in these people's mind. Well, Drive-by shootings have apparently begun on the American side. Weaponry's being seized, safe houses uncovered. Sheriff's deputies who once wore only sidearms are now shouldering machine guns and body armor. According to Sheriff Flores, the drug runners are even better equipped. Is it a war? Says Flores. Oh, yeah, it's a war.
Yeah, you know what they need? They need more money, right? We need to send more money to the Border Patrol.
That's what they want. These people are sophisticated and they're organized. They wear body armor and helmets just like our soldiers in Iraq. They have no respect for life and are not afraid of law enforcement on this side. Of course, the same claim could be made about law enforcement in this country, that you don't have any respect for life either when you're engaged in, well, enforcing bad laws. If you're enforcing a bad law on somebody else that essentially destroys their livelihood, if you're arresting somebody for a drug charge and putting them in jail, you're ruining someone's life. So I don't think you have very much respect for life either, Sheriff.
But these people are filth. They're just here to leech off of us Americans. They're just here to leech off of us. They're lazy. They don't work.
Oh, here's the other...
Sorry, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay, here's the other side of the story.
You're supposed to respond to that.
This is less of an immigration article than it is an article about the war on drugs, and here's why. What's going on the Mexican side is there are two drug gangs that are battling for control of a critical drug route through which an estimated $14 billion in drugs passes through annually.
$14 billion worth of drugs.
Right. Interstate 35, the great highway which runs from Laredo to the Canadian border, is the main artery for South American drugs.
You know why you're never going to stop drugs from coming across the border?
Because people want them.
Yeah, people want them. And they're willing to pay the Border Patrol a lot more than our government's willing to pay people
to keep them out. And you know why you're not going to ever be able to stop immigrants from coming across the border? Because they're not just coming across the border just for welfare, even though if we stop welfare, yeah, it probably would slow it down. But also immigrants are coming across this border for freedom.
But we could stop them if we became a total police state. Then they wouldn't want to come here anymore.
They can't stop.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't stop Chinese coming over in boats. How are they going to stop Mexicans from crossing the border?
Well, if there's less freedom here than there is in China and Mexico, then they will stop them.
Yeah, that will definitely stop them.
Which means we'll all lose all of our freedoms as a result.
Yep.
That's called cutting off your nose in order to spite your face.
But I'm also going to disagree with you there, because guess what? It's not going to stop them.
Mm.
You know why? Because there's still always going to be a market, especially for the ones that they're trying to stop now. The ones that they're definitely trying to stop now are the drug runners.
Mm.
Those particular immigrants, not ever going to stop. You know why? There's always going to be a market for drugs
here.
Oh,
yeah. Especially
always.
Especially in a despotic nation where the government's tyrannical and cracking down on people, everybody will be depressed, and so drug use will skyrocket.
Yep.
Anyway, whoever controls the Mexican side controls the final distribution point before drugs enter the American market. Across the border lies Nuevo Laredo, described as by many as the drug cartel's heart of darkness. The body count this year stands...
Pretty dramatic.
Yeah. The body count this year stands at 88. Officials predict it may hit 300 by the year's end, double last year's figure. Killers walk free, and half of the local police have been fired for links to drug cartels, while the other half are either too cowed to act, or they're still taking pay from the gang members.
Mm.
So, just, the cops are corrupt as hell at this particular border town.
Just think about it for a second. Would you take $10,000 to look the other way if somebody wanted to drive a truckload of marijuana through? $15,000? How about $100,000?
How about if you don't take the money, you get bumped off?
And your wife.
And your kids.
Yeah.
Pretty persuasive.
That's what the drug war does. That's what making it illegal does. Because if it was legal, there wouldn't be any of this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody would be able to transport drugs over the border because it could all be made here in America. You want to bring American jobs back to America? Let's legalize drugs. Let's make it so we can manufacture cocaine, and we can grow marijuana, and we can have all these products available on the marketplace.
Wow, you know what? That statement, actually, when I think about that, is a lot more profound than you think. I think that if we were to bring drugs home, that would lower prices of other things. And so manufacturing of other products would naturally return here because of lowered prices on all sorts of other things.
Well, I want you to explain when we come back how bringing illegal drug manufacturing, making it legal and bringing them back here into this country will lower the prices of other things. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's a war on the border. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the war on drugs, but you can change the topic. Johnson, you're going to explain to us here in a moment why it is you think that if we legalize drugs in America, the prices of other products might drop.
Well, I'm going to poorly explain.
But hold that thought, because Steve's on the line in Texas. We're going to go to Steve first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to thank you for having Drew on from FARC. He's my favorite.
Well, fantastic. We have him on about once a month or so on Free Talk Live to ask Drew. We're glad you enjoyed it. What's on your mind?
Follow-up, too. Kind of an odd question. Since you had him on, you probably also have a larger-than-normal listenership right now among radio professionals.
Perhaps.
You know, and maybe the people want to pick you up and syndicate you. You know,
We're already syndicated. The question is, how many more radio stations can we get? We're on 14, I think 13 or 14 at the moment.
Well, not that you're in it for the money or anything.
Oh, I'm in it for the money. Oh. No, this is radio. I'm definitely not in it for the money, but eventually we might make some.
Well, for people who are, you know, listening online, literally, where are you regionally? Where are you based out of? Because I couldn't get that from the broadcast.
No, Florida.
We're here in the Tampa Bay region.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, also, and just as a follow-up, have you ever considered, posting nudes of yourself online?
Well, actually, I have a whole site dedicated to that.
No. I meant like tasteful, very tasteful.
Yeah, really,
nudes,
really tasteful ones.
You know, where you're kind of bent over.
Black and white.
Black and white, yeah. Grayscale.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have man boobs like me, you kind of lean over so they're showing that you cover yourself.
No, now, Manwich is actually a good-looking man, so he doesn't have any man boobs.
I, however, have ginormous moobs.
Well, I want to tell you, I kind of discovered you tonight after the Drew thing, so thanks. Keep up the good work.
Cool, man. Well, we hope you continue to listen. We're on six nights a week. We really appreciate it, Steve. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm thinking a little NTR there, man. What's a little non-traditional revenue?
What, for me putting on moobs? I think we're going to have to make more money. I'm sorry. It's not that it's not possible. But
maybe that's the only way that we should have a shrine of male listeners. They're nude.
In black and white photos?
Yikes! Yowzers!
Zoinks! All right. So, Johnson, let's get into it a little bit here. We don't have a lot of time left in this hour. We've got two more to go. But
I'm not going
to
be able to explain this well anyway. It's just really sort of an ephemeral idea. And, you know, that's the way my mind works. I have this kind of subconscious thing where I get an idea about something, and then I go and I research it.
Right.
It turns out to be true. And all the time, normally I have feelings on things, and I don't really have any sort of logical explanations for them, but this just feels right. And it feels right to me that if we were to bring marijuana manufacturing back into this country, that it would be a jumping stone, a boom. It would be a huge financial boom, and somehow that boom affecting the economy would lower prices across the board, which would then allow for some other manufacturing things to come back into the country. It would somehow set up a domino effect.
Well, hemp does make for cheaper production of some things.
Right.
You can make hemp oil out of hemp seeds
very
cheaply, and you can run cars off of that if you chose to. So we could solve the gas crisis that we have going here with hemp.
Plus, Manwich, allowing people to actually grow this as a crop would mean that different companies would be growing it to make different products, and that means there'd be crazy amounts of competition in the hemp arena, and that will, of course, lower prices. And it means the other products, like DuPont, the other textile manufacturers, would also have to lower prices to compete. So I think you're right, Johnson. Hour number two is on the way. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Still talking the war on drugs. Huge news out of Mexico. We'll share that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you